Okay, Daf Lamed Amud Beis is a big arichus about the Isser Gilui. The Isser Gilui is an Isser to drink water or certain drinks that were left overnight, that were left uncovered. And the reason for it is because of, not overnight, I'm sorry, that were left open, it has nothing to do with overnight. A drink's water was left open, even a person went out of the room for 5 minutes, that if water was left open, that water becomes asur b'shtiya. And the reason is because Chazal were chayshesh that a snake came, drank from the water, left its venom there, and that's poisonous to a human being. So it's not overnight. It's if you left enough time for a snake to get from the door to the drink and back, the water is asur b'shtiya because it is chashash of the venom of a snake. Now, before I get to the point I want to make, I just, the whole idea of snakes and snake venom is very distant from us. And we'll see the Ramah already brings this. I'd once heard from, I don't remember B'Shem, which of the Bali Machshava, that all of the curses of the original chait of Adam HaRishon become lessened as you get closer to Yemei HaMashiach. There's certain klolos, all the klolos that says in the Torah, because of the chait, the original chait of Adam, become less as you get closer to Yemei HaMashiach. Childbirth, I never experienced it, thank God, but I understand that childbirth doesn't seem to be what it once was many years ago. Or b'zeis ha'pecha tech alechem, getting wheat out of the earth is not as hard. The earth gives its wheat, it's very plentiful today, and it doesn't physically require the same type of labor. And the same thing, the distance or the obsession with snakes and snakes being involved with people, somehow as now it's the snakes are no different than bears in the mountain or anything else, because it becomes less. And it's funny, I heard this idea once, it was a spring day, the weather was just starting to turn from cold to warm, and I heard this, and then I was walking home. I got to the corner, and there were a bunch of teenagers in a car with their windows down, and they were stripped to the waist. And I was thinking, oh, the klolos of Adam HaRishon, the original, the busha of being Arim, it also seems to be, for the better or the worse, also seems to be not so in force. Anyway, be that as it may, the Issur Gilui, there's a big yisayid here in the Mati Einison. Those who learned in yeshiva by me should know it, I expect, because it comes up, I can't say every mesechta comes out, but it comes up in a very constant way. I'll explain to you what it is. The Shulchan Aruch says that Mashkin Shenizgalu Osrum Chachamin, if Mashkin were left uncovered, like I said, even for a few minutes, you go out of the room, Chazal asked it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Achshav She'ein Nechashim Etzriyim Beineinu Mutu. This says already in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Tosis, I think, on Lamed Hei, that nowadays that snakes are not Etzriyim Beineinu, the minig is to be Megal. So the first thing is that Pischei Tshuva brings from the Gra and the Shla to be makbid even bizman hazeh. And in Bnei Brak, I know that they're very makbid. If a drink is left open, a person goes out of the room, so they spill it out. They're very makbid bechlal in the Minhagei Agra, and this they are makbid on. But that's probably because of Tami Kabbalah, Tamim Nestorim, it says. B'lididon not. Now why is this very important for other places in Shas? The reason is this. It's extremely confusing. You find many times that Chazal made a gezeira, and even though the reason doesn't apply bizman hazeh, we say like plug. We say that it stays. Once they made a gezeira, the gezeira stays. Chazar sashatz. At least the pasha to reason Chazar sashatz is to be mitzi amaratzim. So nowadays, the amaratzim don't come to shul, or at least if they do, they're literate. They can daven on their own. No one's yaitzu Chazar sashatz, but we say the takana stands, Chazal made a takana, the takana stays. We find other places where Chazal made an original takana, and the takana doesn't stay. They're making kiddush in shul leil Shabbos. In most of Klal Yisrael, we don't do it anymore, because there's no one in shul that needs the kiddush. So we find sometimes that the takana stays, and sometimes that the takana doesn't stay. This thing that in kiddush, we don't make kiddush in shul, is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman Hazed, It's not a minig everywhere. So the question is, when do you say loy plug? Because I made a takana, it sticks. And when do you say that botla hatam, botla hatakana? That's the shas shayla. So the Taz here is the kasha. It says asha shein nechasha mitzuyim. So the Taz is bothered that dovish nesa b'minyan sarach minyan achala atirei. How can we just be mekel? The Taz is bothered by the kasha, and it's not clear what his answer is. The Prichadash here on the side says something very similar to the Matiyanisin. The Matiyanisin is what I marked off, and we usually call it the Matiyanisin. The Yanisin Ipshis is his side. In one of the journals, they had a piece of Torah from Reb Ruvain, which was this his side. Reb Ruvain Mestam and Shia said it b'shem the Matiyanisin. Whoever copied it down, just copied down the aside. The aside is the following. When the original takana was made, with exceptions, when the takana was originally made, with exceptions for the reason. Now, there were exceptions based, now it could be there were exceptions for other reasons, but I'm talking here where there were exceptions based on the reasoning of the takana. Then we don't say light plug. Just like then, if there were reasons that were exceptions, they excluded it. So today as well. Masha'in Kain, if originally it was not made with exceptions, if the Takana was not made with any exceptions, then it's different. The case is that the Matayanisim brings as an example. He brings Melacha Erev Pesach Acher Chatzais, where we still today have a minute, we don't do real Melacha, not Lamites Melachas, but work Melacha. We don't do Erev Pesach Yifte Chatzais, even though the Takana had to do with the Karban Pesach. We don't have a Karban Pesach today. But it was made with a light plug, so the light plug remains. In the case of the snake with the water, reasons were made based on the exception. The reason, one of the reasons we have here in the Gemara, that brought in the Taz, is if it's dripping, it says if you leave water, and you leave a container of water that's dripping into it, and the noise of the dripping, the snake thinks there's a person there. And he doesn't come. So already in the time of Chazal, time of the Gemara, they made an exception based on the reason. That if the snake is afraid, he's not going to come, it's mutter. Well, later in the Gemara, there's another exception. If you put a screw into a ceiling and hang a basket and put drink in it, the snake has no way to get there. It could climb a wall, but not a ceiling. It's mutter. Even in the time of Chazal. That means in the original Takana, they made exceptions based on the reason. So Memela, when they originally made the exceptions based on the reason, so it blibes that if Bizman said the reason doesn't apply, so it doesn't apply. That's the basic idea. Bechazar Sashatz, no exceptions. There's always a mitzvah do Chazar Sashatz every time you have a minion. If you're in a rush, so you don't do Chazar Sashatz. It's not based on the reason. It's the reason has no exceptions, so the Meila we always do Chazar Sashatz. In the case of Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, the original Takana was with exceptions. The Takana to make Kiddush after Ma'ariv was only in the Beis HaKnesses. If you make a minion in a house, if you make a minion, an ad hoc minion, so there was never a Takana to make Kiddush. Why? Because there aren't strangers staying there. It's only in the shul. So, when Kiddush was made for the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, it was made with exceptions based on the reason. If it's made originally with exceptions based on the reason, so then the time is bottom. Now, first of all, there's a Ran in Ksubis that's Kamam Mefurish like the Matiyanisin. The Ran, it's a tumult tonight, I didn't bring the Lashon. The Ran says the Takana to get married on Wednesdays, which not everybody does today, obviously. So why don't we get married on Wednesdays? Because the Batei Dinim today are not Kavuim on Thursdays, so the reason of the Takana doesn't apply. So the Ran says this, he says, B'zman HaZeh, the Batei Dinim ain't in Kavuim, it's something mentioned in the Gemara, and he says, Ki me'ikara lo'yhoya Takana Gemura, he says the Lashon, that originally it wasn't a takana gemura, it was a takana with exceptions. So memela bizman hazeh, we're not makpid to get married on Wednesdays. Now this is the aside of the Matiyanisin. As I said, it applies in many places. I saw in the Gris Meisha he says that's the reason. There was a takana at one time not to lend goyim beribis, because you'll be tayim tam ribis, you'll want to lend yidden beribis. Says Bizman said that it's efsha to do business without it, it's mutter. Ramesha's masbir, this you say, Nigris Maisha. In one of the Nigris Maishas, they have his notes on Hilfis Ribis, right in the beginning, in the first simon, he explains, because the original takana was made with exceptions. And since the original takana was made with exceptions, so it continues. Now, this is the yisayid, it's an important yisayid, it's a geshmaki yisayid, it's a mistavadiki yisayid, all geshmak. It has a very important application regarding Chol of Yisrael. And people have a misconception on Rav Moshe's heter. Before Rav Moshe, there was a heter from the Pri Chadash and the Mati Yonason. And the question is the following. Is Chol of Yisrael a takana that was made with a light plug? That any milk that comes from a guy is not kosher? Or was it originally made with exceptions? And then in America, where we know for sure there's nobody really thinks there's pig's milk or camel's
butter,
milk.
Butter, so, sour cream.
Yeah. Well, butter, the Shulchan, there's no din Chol of Yisrael by butter. By butter, the Shulchan Aruch says there's no din Chol of Yisrael.
It's just so there were exceptions.
No, the question is there are exceptions in milk. See, butter you can't make from treifa milk. That's the reason butter is not included. But it's not an exception in butter because of its reason. But in milk, there was no exception. All right, maybe one could argue the case. I'll tell you what he brings, the Mati Yonason brings, and this is where it all turns on the interpretation. Milk of a guy, chazal asid. Originally they said, if a yid stands by the door of the milking building, and he watches, he checks the room, like you go in the yichud room, right? You check, make sure there's nobody hiding under the bed, and there's nothing in there, you go out, and you let only cows in. I mean, you have to know what a cow looks like, but he lets only cows into the room, and he stands by the door. It's easier than if you have 100 cows walking around checking everything. So it says that that's kosher, that's Chol of Yisrael. So the Mati Yonason holds, and the Pri Chadash, they hold that means in the original takana is an exception. Why? Because the yid didn't see the milking, but the yid knows because of the circumstances that there is no treifa animal there. There's no treifa milk. So the Mati Yonason and Pri Chadash hold that the original takana was made with exceptions, if you know. And since the original takana was made with exceptions, if you know, therefore, Bizman HaZeh, if you're in a country, the Pri Chadash was in Amsterdam or in Holland, he ran away by Xeris Tafetat, I think, and he was in Holland, in Amsterdam, he was matir the milk, because he held that takana was made originally with exceptions. In the Igris Maisha, Rav Moshe does not paskin like the Mati Yonason. He holds that there were no exceptions. Rav Moshe holds that not like the Mati Yonason Heter. He argues the Mati Yonason. He brings rayas that's called Chol of Yisrael. He brings rayas that's called. He doesn't have to watch the milk drip out of the udder. The Jew has to be there b'shas the milking. And Rav Moshe holds not like the Pri Chadash of Mati Yonason. He holds that really the original takana was made with a light plug. Rav Moshe has a shita and a number of his tshuvas that an umdina gemura is the same as seeing, and he holds that in America, since the government controls, so it's an umdina gemura, and that's why the milk in America doesn't have an issa Chol of Yisrael. But he writes that once you have my heter as a tzirif, we have the Mati Yonason and the Pri Chadash that they also hold. So it's interesting that Rav Moshe really holds it was a light plug by Chol of Yisrael. The heter is the Mati Yonason Pri Chadash who hold it was no light plug. They hold this mutter anyway. If you know it's not other animals. So al kaponim, this is the sort of what it turns on in the case of Chol of Yisrael. The aside is a very geshmaki aside to know. Again, the aside of the Mati Yonason that if the original takana was made with exceptions, then batla takana. The original takana was made with a light plug, then even if batla tam, like batla takana, By my machroinim, it's a whole asik really to see. See, it's a mistake. The Velt has a big mistake. It's interesting. Rather, they put out Pesachim for Ravelsky, and I picked it up at the yeshiva, and I just opened to Pesach Basar Sinai. I went right up to his room, and I showed him. He said I couldn't look over everything. The Velt has a big mistake that thinks that Basar Sinai and Ayin is Aser. It's Machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Levi. If there's an Issa Basar Sinai and Ayin, and the Ramah paskins that there is no such thing as an Issa Basar Sinai and Ayin. We have a halacha that if you send Basar with a guy, you have to have Simonim, because with Chayshu she's Machlefit. But it's not true if a delivery man leaves a bag at your door with no Simonim. I mean, the delivery man, assuming was a Yid, and he left it by your door, the meat is mutter. Because why would anybody trade the meat? If they'll steal it, they'll steal it. Why would anybody switch it? A delivery person could switch it. And we'll get to the sugya. Basar Sinai is also here in Avodah Zarah. We'll get to it. But each thing, I guess, has to be analyzed to figure it out, which is part of the tumult about Mayim Achrayim, whether it's us or it's not. Okay. Good Shabbos, everybody.